in a sitting.
It's pretty amazing. We're live, gentlemen. We're live. Are you so fucking hyped for the show? I am.
Yeah!
I like that. That is more than you'll get from me, because my mother's in the living room, and I don't want to terrify her.
Your mother? Yeah!
Yes. Speaking of moms, how is Bridget Dorward Travis?
She's dead. Move on.
Oh, no. Travis.
Hold on.
Your mom.
She's still warm.
Is Bridget still warm?
So football.
is there still life-sustaining milk in her bosom that I might be able to get?
Mom!
I want to fill one last bottle before she's gone. Travis is not feeling this.
No, he hates us so much.
Travis is not feeling this. It's okay. I'm sorry. My own mother is too old to produce milk, Travis. One day, that'll happen.
Can I still suck at her teeth?
Of course, Brian. You're my friend.
Thank you, buddy. See, Travis? That's what friends do for each other.
You just ate a hearty sub for lunch. I want you to get a nice, full, creamy milk in your tummy, and then you'll take a nap like a feline.
Oh, I'd sleep like a baby.
Your dad's gay, so there's that there.
Too late.
Too late. Wait, what about my dead dad, did you say, Travis?
Danny boy!
Oh, Danny boy is on. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Everyone, look. What's happening, man? See, Brian, we didn't have to try anything. It's all functional.
All right, let's talk about his one.
Okay. Well, everyone, it is Papa's Football Podcast. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. We used to do the show in a lovely studio, but then Brian moved away from us. And now we do the show in our houses, our offices, wherever. We think it's a cool thing.
I'm currently in my living room.
Yeah, Dan is in his living room. Travis, where are you? Are you in Mother's bedroom?
Brian's living room.
You're in Brian's living room, having made love to his mother and his father.
Mm-hmm. Were you gentle, Travis? I hope you wore a condom.
No, it wasn't even good for them. They got nothing out of it.
Good. What you get.
Show's website is pfpod.com. I think by like week 24 of the season, we'll start ripping the audio and uploading it. It will be magnificent. The podcast will get probably 100 to 2,100 downloads. Yes. That'll be great. We have today for you special guest, Daniel Callwhite. Dan.
Hey, what's up,
there
man?
There he is.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Finally, a real comedian, Travis. Piece of shit.
Look at this.
Why do I do this show?
I love you, Travis. Brian exists to insult you. Brian does it.
Coming live, the Fuck Travis's Mom and Fuck Travis show.
Hey, no. Dan, do you want to fuck Travis's mom too?
Sure. Where is she?
I'm not done yet. You can join me.
Yeah, actually, guys, you're gonna have to clean up the language, because eventually, see, we're going to be doing a TV version.
Click on your mother.
You
clicked on your...
Holy shit. Me? Am I off?
Make sure it's clicked on you.
Are we all good? This is very high production value. So there's also an application. Guys, what's going on? I'm so confused, guys. What's up?
I can see you now.
Oh, can you see me, Brian?
Yes, I couldn't see you before.
That's good.
You were little.
But see, we have Fairfax County Public Access. This is a program submission form. And then I have to fill in some paperwork. Section 7, the program description. We're going to do that on air right now. I wrote this in as the program description. do we think
that? Hold on. Oh, I fucked up. Danny's an artist.
Oh.
We could have, Dan could have made an even better picture.
I could have drawn you a real nice dick.
Danny's there like the sun smiling down. Brian's giving a thumbs up. Looks like he's holding a hand grenade. But
you made Dan the cuck in the corner, dude. That's not cool.
He's already spent.
Yeah, you can't cuck a stranger, right?
Exactly, yeah. He's just walking in. He's just filming.
It's like, oh, hey, great. Somebody's fucking somebody's mom.
Yeah, you're just like high five. You're like, yeah, bro.
One day you will all have daughters, and those daughters will be 18.
Yeah, I had two boys, and I cut my balls off. No daughters.
There you go.
To be fair, Travis, it would be way worse if you didn't wait until they're 18. if you just went Mystic River on them.
Oh, Jesus. Shot him right in the head.
Yeah. And then I beat and murder the neighborhood retard boy. And then we learn you did it later. And you're like, oh, well.
I meant to do it.
So we have Brian Bolte. We have Travis Dorward, our other resident comedians. Travis is doing some sort of secret code that I saw in the old Vietnam POW photos.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Oh, Danny's breaking up a touch. Danny, where are you?
Oh, am I?
A little bit.
Right here.
You got a little staticky. It's cool.
I'm on the telephone.
It's all good, man. It's working pretty well, I got to admit, for something I pulled out of my ass when we didn't have a solution for you not having a mic and cam. I was like, I think the app will work. And you know what? I can at least see your face, so
hey.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I'm surprised you wanted to see my face.
Brian, you watch the video all the time. Not that I don't. I love every product we make. But do I have to flip between you guys, or does it do it? What's going on exactly? Should I flip?
I believe you are in the mode that you are controlling the camera.
Oh, shit. How do we get out of that? That's bummer.
I'll tell you what. Click on Travis for me.
Okay. I'm clicking on Bridget.
No, okay, it's not doing anything on my end, so it might just be flipping. The only thing is what flips is it's annoying. So
okay, well, if they get a video of just me with my little gray puff and...
Because I'm looking at Daniel right now on my end. I'm clicking... I assume since you're the host that you have control, so whoever you click on will show in the video.
Okay, I'll try to keep that in mind for the majority of this, 60%. I can guarantee I'll be flipping around. The other time it'll just... rest on whoever spoke last for 15 minutes.
Most of the listens will be on iTunes anyway, but Dan's so happy that he's here for IT Corner.
Hold on. Flip it over.
No. Thanks for including me, guys. I've always wanted to learn how to hang out on the internet.
There you go.
You and Travis probably had the same interest in the interwebs.
Oh, crazy.
Hey, maybe I'm not the least tech savvy on the show anymore.
No, it could be. That's always true. It could be.
Mom! Plug in my mic, Mom! My headphones don't work, Mom!
I love Travis.
Mom, sorry, Dan. We're doing inside jokes.
Don't let my friends fuck you.
They're going to say a lot of nice things. Don't believe it. They're fucking you just to get to me, Mom.
What a way to go about it.
Yeah. The price we pay just to get a little piece Either of that doorward nugget.
Travis Stever, who are you?
Oh, God. So this might be, I might be oversimplifying here, and I'm probably trivializing the protests during the anthem, the Kaepernick type stuff, but I feel this is the first week where we've had a lot of interesting off the field news, like just scandalous type shit. Mm-hmm. We started the week with Cam Newton getting the sack from Dannon for his sexist remark. I remember this thing got legs, what was it, like Monday or Tuesday? And by Wednesday it had really snowballed. Does anyone want to pull it up? I think off the top of my head, he simply had a female reporter asking him about like some sort of offensive scheme, something that wasn't just like, your jersey is pretty. And he commented to the effect of like, it's funny to me to hear a female voice like asking me about passing schemes or whatever the fuck it was.
Routes.
And that blew up. Travis, do you have was there much to it beyond that? And just people lost their minds that he thought it was funny that a woman asked him this, even though like 10 years ago, probably, when he was first starting out in football, and Christ knows before that, but I'll even give you 10 years ago, wasn't John, nearly as common for female reporters.
Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Do you want, I think I have it. Hold on one second. Let me put my speakers up a bit. I'm going to pull up my headphones. Tell me if you can hear us, guys.
Take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well.
A little bit.
Up.
Physicality of
there you go.
Getting extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see them kind of trust taking people, I think?
It was funny to hear a female talk about routes.
That's it.
There you go.
Routes! He starts laughing. Anyway, that's it. And I hope you could hear it because it wasn't very loud.
I mean, guys, what were your thoughts? Because I'll do my thing, but anyone have any hot take, as the kids call it?
I think he's stupid.
Yeah.
He's just an idiot. He didn't, for him to say a female can't, I mean, if considering if you watch, like, Pardon the Interruption or whatever that show is, Around the Horn beforehand, and, I mean, clearly they have the wherewithal to know what a fucking out route is or whatever it may be. So for him to say that she doesn't know because it's funny to hear a female say that, either he just has a shitty sense of humor or he's stupid.
Both,
probably.
I mean, I don't think many jocks have good senses of humor. If we're going to do some stereotyping, I'm going to stereotype, like, jocks and that type of guy will find, like, cruelty to those weaker than them funny, and that's
right.
About it.
Right. Prevent the nerd scenario.
Yeah, like, I don't think fucking Joe Montana was, like, walking around praising, like, the genius of Bill Hicks. Like, he was... Joe Montana was just like, hey, remember that time where, like, there was that dude, that guy from the Breakfast Club, and then we blew up his lamp. No, I then we got high with him, and we learned we're all the same.
There's a woman coach in the NFL now. She's not, I mean, she's like a special teams assistant or something, but I would love for her to be on the Panthers and just have Cam Newton laugh at every word she said.
I mean, that would bring me great joy. I guess I'm showing my age here, but to me, I'm sorry, like 20 years ago, or God, let's say 25 years ago, when I was still a young tyke, like, it was very weird for a girl to be in sports. Like, she was the tomboy. Like, she was the character on The Sandlot or whatever the fuck movie we want to bring up, where it's like, oh, it's weird that a girl's into this shit. Like, I'm sorry, but if you heard a reporter who's like, okay, Cam, on 3rd and 11, when and he just had this really thick, stereotype gay lisp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know we can't laugh at that either, but that too would be funny to me. Like a fucking just flaming gay as shit dude.
Yeah, that's almost an SNL skit to have, like, yeah, a flamboyantly gay dude asking, you know, fucking Walter Payton questions about running schemes and shit like that. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, like, just a flawless knowledge, or a guy with like a deep Indian accent that should be like walking you through like how to remove spyware from your computer,
which I can do. I'm slightly tech savvy.
There you go. Yeah,
and I'm last again.
You know who's tech savvy? Travis's mom's tech savvy.
Sorry. Show me that pussy.
Hold on. Zooming in on it right there. Right.
Oh, I'm getting a boner. I'm getting so hard right now. Oh, man, that was great.
I love you, Travis.
Oh, man, Travis, you came out of that? That's hot.
She is waif-like, just very thin.
I'm going to pretend I'm shoving you back in.
I realize we have to
pillory. Nah, don't watch the show ever, man.
I realize we have to pillory everyone. And we exist in a world where we have to act like just everything is horrible. And to me, that trivializes things to a certain level because now it's like, hit the outrage button when Cam does this. Hit the outrage button when Harvey Weinstein is revealed to have, like, systematically preyed upon starlets for 20 years. It's like, well, one of these. Let's not equate these things. And I find that maddening, man.
Didn't somebody say that Weinstein jerked off in, like, a potted plant in front of somebody?
Yeah. He thought the place needed more trees.
What a way to go about it. Yeah. This fucking swamp thing or something.
Okay, yeah. Wouldn't that be great if that's actually how it worked? Like, people, like the hired help just walked around a grove. It's like, all right, everyone, commence to masturbating on the orange crop.
When I get back from vacation, I want these trees to be a foot higher.
Shit. Yeah, man. Oh, I think it was
wrong. I think that's how many.
No. It was a former Long Island anchor. Which is hilarious to me that New York is so big that apparently Long Island has like its own affiliate with its own news team. It's like we don't deal with the big city here, which is simple Long Island folk. But she said that yeah, he tried to box her in. at a restaurant, and then I guess when she wasn't reaching under the napkin on his lap or whatever, he just starts whacking it and then didn't want to fuck up the linen. So, yeah, he just punches over a plant and finishes in that. What?
That's so good.
The dude, he would
sounds
ask,
like Louis.
He would say, will you watch me shower? Have you seen him?
Oh, he's repugnant.
Yeah,
he's a load.
He's a big fat pig.
What are you thinking? But, oh, my God, you're so hot. Let me watch you shower. Pull your tits up again. I don't get it.
Shoot wherever he can.
I wish I had that confidence. If I had that confidence, I'd rule the world.
That's how I feel. Like, I truly think that some people, like, when I laugh at this shit, they're like, you're a horrible human being. And, Brian, that's completely my response. It's like, no, it's just... It's never crossed my mind to.
You're a horrible human being.
Thank you.
Not being. No.
It's never crossed my mind to pin someone in and jerk in front of them, or ask, to like. I fucking know I'm disgusting. I'm never like, would you watch me bathe? Like a woman could consensually be in the shower with me, and I would be like in one of those like 1915 Coney Island. Like three layers bathing suits, and I'd be like, "Okay, turn around. I have to scrub out my dookie hole now." Like I don't. So when people actually do this shit, it blows my mind, and I don't want to trivial. It's just rape is a foreign thought, like a very foreign thought. I'm not rapey or shower in fronty, or jerk right. off in planty. Like
I'm at the stage in my life where my wife's when we're actually going to be intimate. She's like, "No, leave the shirt on." Yeah.
She's like, you want me to stay hard or what?
It's like, do you want to watch me shower? She'd be like, oh, God, it's like dry as the desert down there now. She doesn't want to look at me. Turn the lights off. Leave your shirt on. And try not to touch me. Are you sweating on me again?
But part of your foreplay is you do ask her to read you football patterns that wide receivers run.
Exactly.
Then I laugh at her.
Yeah, read me a Jerry Rice playbook.
Post.
Jesus fucking
post,
rock hard. Post.
What did Megatron do against this nickel package? So Terrell Pryor was called a nigger. No.
Whoa!
did that not work?
N-word.
I thought that was a segue. Is that not a segue?
I don't think that's how it works.
Is Travis
is that guy? How Johnny Carson used to
yeah. Doc
Johnny
was
Carson would drop an N-bomb.
No, it's yeah.
You better pull a chip. Hold on, cut that part out.
Leave it. That was a bad thing that happened.
See, TV is not gonna have us now, John. They're gonna go watch the show. And they're like, hey, by the way, those seven people that are watched that public access show, they don't want to hear the N-word.
You know what? Oddly, that's not the worst thing that's been said in the past. It's like,
well, you're just concerned for your mother's safety.
Can you have more mom sex talk and not use the N-word?
Yeah. I know that's her kink, Travis, but come on. Come on. Yeah, that was another very horrible thing that happened this week. Terrell Pryor alleges that he had slurs hurled at him by the Kansas City fans. I think the NFL is looking into it and so far has said, have they come out and said he was lying or what? Brian, you were...
That's what I heard. And as a Redskins fan, I want to believe him.
Of course.
And
you heard he lied? From where?
They said it wasn't true. They said they had no proof. They couldn't...
They're in Kansas City. Of course it's true. That's all the proof you need.
Exactly. Do you know how much red meat those people eat? They say
have you been to a football game? Ever?
John just wants to do the segment to say the word.
What? What word? I just... Censorship is for children.
Yes, it's rage behind that N-word.
hold on. Danny
Let's
Boy
get you on a subway.
Danny Boy's like, oh shit, I'm back on Compound Media.
No, I'm not saying it off air. That's the difference.
Only when you have a public forum.
Exactly. No, I just, I think it's funny that they can allege to hear it or not hear it. I mean, can't it just be, like, muttered under the breath of one of the towel boys or something like that? Like, are they claiming the entire stadium's mic'd? Like, I don't get it. Like...
Right. Well, yeah, the proof is hard to – because, like, the same thing happened at Fenway. I forget. I think it was one of the Orioles players came in. I think it was a right fielder came in.
It was Cal Ripken. That's how racist Fenway is.
It was Cal Ripken. They were calling him the N-word.
Yeah. Grady Anderson was called a jigaboo.
You're giving us a lesson. This is fantastic.
Oh, God, yeah. I've got a synonym list. It runs deep. It runs like those jerseys that fans make of all the quarterbacks that the Browns have had in the last 20 years. I can go deep.
Yeah, I did not hear that. But, yeah, without proof, I mean, how do you prove it? You know what I mean?
NFL fans are assholes. It probably was done. I'm going to say they said it. But that's probably just
because... It'd be a weird thing to allege. I mean, like, you walked out losers as it was. Do you have to heap that on? You're like, oh, by the way, this man insulted my racial identity on top of it. And the brisket sucked. Like,
you know what?
Right.
At least they didn't draw a picture of his mom getting fucked by two guys and somebody else watching.
That's the worst thing. That's very, very true.
That's the worst. It's weird you mention that because I am friends with a guy, Steven Whitner, who works part of the cleaning crew for the Chiefs. And he found this when he was going through after the game. I don't know what it means, like which players and what teams they are. But he found that.
But that clearly, no N-word.
Yeah, no N-word. No N-word. I mean, we're hung like a couple, but...
Is that the wobbly that play? That play is called the wobbly H.
You know what? You're all N-words, all right?
You mean nice friends? Yeah, you're well.
Nice people?
No, I mean.
No, that's, pretty shitty that he got called that. I mean, but...
Allegedly.
Again, weird thing to allege to walk out. Like, we lost, and by the way, race hate was hurled upon me as well. I don't know.
I 100% believe that happened.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This is Kansas City. He didn't fucking leave Vassar.
What do we have? God.
Sorry, there's like bugs crawling all over my desk, because apparently I'm filming from a tomb.
So, that's the drugs you just got off. You're starting to feel the bugs. John just got off drugs.
I'm
proud of you, John.
Effexor withdrawal right now, which involves me like napping from noon to two after waking up at 9. It's good stuff.
And saying things that you will later regret.
Oh,
about your mom bad. Or the other stuff?
No, the other thing.
Terrell Pryor. Okay, that's. That's true. I probably will regret that.
Dropping the N-word. Yeah. He won't even remember doing that.
Yeah. I said, what?
He was on withdrawal from the drugs.
Yeah, I'll be using the Twinkie defense, like the guy who shot Harvey Milk. Like, I was eating a lot of sugary foods. It's coming off of Effexor. The Effexor makes you bottle up your N-words. I got off it and it came out.
And you're going to wake up to this video with 10,000 views.
If that's how it works, I'll say it a third time to be safe.
You're gonna be quoted by Sean King on Twitter. Really, this might be the best thing for your career.
Honestly. Sean King, the reggae guy? Or who is that?
Talcum X? Yeah, Talcum X. Talcum X.
Two other nuggets of non-game related stuff we wanted to get to real fast. We have AP, Adrian Peterson, getting traded for the second time in how many months? When was he given away?
Well, he wasn't traded.
He was cut.
Yeah, he was.
And he was cut. That's right. Agent. And he was picked up by your New Orleans Saints, where no one has ever called the N. And then never. Because
the N stands for New Orleans.
It echoes in that Mercedes-Benz dome. Or wait, no, that's the Falcons. I don't know. They have... They both have, like, weird German car ownership, I think, right? What are those two stadiums? Now that I've brought everything to a halt. Adrian Peterson is now with the Arizona the Cardinals. He's with the Cards. And they, Brian, you said they kicked out their equally aged other running back.
You know what? If this was, like, 2007, the Cards would be fucking stacked.
Yeah.
They'd have AP, Larry Fitzgerald, and Carlson Palmer. Well, Chris Johnson got
and
cut.
Chris Johnson.
All on the same
well, I'm
team.
I'm saying they could have kept him.
Exactly.
Had the best 2008 offense ball.
No, it's like a Madden roster. It's hilarious.
But, yeah, it's pretty wild.
And now it's just horrible. Right, like
Antonio Gates, you're all set.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but now they're just all old and sad. They might as well dig up fucking Walter Payton while they're at it.
Seriously. The fuck?
Yeah, for Halloween. For Halloween, yeah. Dig up Walter Payton. Yeah, come on the field.
Fucking playing the Bears, hurl the corpse of sweetness on the field. At fucking the yard line.
Weekend at Bernie's. They're going to tie Walter Payton's bones to him. He's got the wow.
That's Adrian Peterson's job. That's why they signed him.
How about afterwards you find out that Walter Payton's corpse accused the crowd of calling him the N-word?
They called me the Z-word, zombie.
And finally, nothing but bones and all white. They still call me the N-word.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. Do you guys, because I know Adrian Peterson, while on the Saints, was like laughably abysmal, horrible, really, really bad. And
I don't know if you can say that. He didn't play enough to where you could call him bad. He just.
But they weren't playing.
That's what I was
going
to say. I don't think I heard anything about him.
He had something like 3 carries for like negative 2 yards or something like that. I mean, it was.
I'll pull up his exact stats, but that's almost worse than just being called bad, just being irrelevant.
I can think of something he could be called worse than bad.
nice person.
New Orleans running back. That's what it
apparently
is.
Apparently they can think of it in Kansas, too. No, it's,
the biggest thing, though, that he had going for him that whole time was him staring down the coach and yelling at the coach. Saying that
was week one. Like that wasn't even time for that meltdown. That's week one.
Week one.
27 rushes for 81 yards.
27 rushes for 81 yards.
An average of 3 yards per game.
I was gonna say, like, we're talking fucking three, like on the dot, actually. Do you guys think he has anything in the tank? Like, I mean, everyone keeps saying, and I don't exactly know why, that New Orleans was like as bad a fit as it could be for him. Is there anything you think will happen?
Yeah, that's part of it. I think he has a shot with the Cardinals, but if this doesn't work out, then yeah, he's done.
The Cardinals seem like the most aged fucking roster in the league.
Danny boy, tell me.
How old is he? How old's Peterson?
Like 31.
31. I think, yeah, he's...
This is his 10th year, so that would make sense.
Well, I always think about, like, Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber retired. I think he was 31, and he was pretty
much. Was he that fucking old? I remember him stepping away kind of youngish, and I mean, hilariously enough, before they won the fucking
Super Bowl. Remember when he tried to make a comeback?
No.
Yeah.
I forgot that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he cheated on his wife with some woman. He knocked up some girl.
Somebody named Mrs. Dorge.
He knocked up a stick figure with his big dick. Yeah.
He, if I recall, God.
AP's 32, by the way.
32, oh my.
Okay. Frank Gore's 34, yeah, I mean, goddamn.
Who is 34?
How old's
Frank Gore. Frank Gore. Good for him.
That's why I made fun of you for getting him on your fantasy team.
Frank Gore's doing shit. No, Frank Gore still balls, man. I'm still.
No, it's horrible.
I'm with Bridget Norwood on this one.
He's my flex. He gets like 9 points, 10 points a game. That's fine.
Marshawn Lynch is 30 or 31, I think.
31.
But he took a year off.
Yeah, and if I recall, he left because he was having some bad back issues, like compressed spine, shit like that. Like, he was in pain when he left. And he, I don't know if it's something that they're, maybe the Raiders are having issues as well, but he seems kind of spent. If you've seen him lately, I don't know if you guys have watched a lot of Raiders.
Yeah, he didn't have a good game this, or was it last week, I think?
No, it was.
Like, it was last week?
He hasn't had.
I don't think he's had a good game in any of their losses. Like, I remember the footage from week 2 of him, like, flipping his dreads around on the sidelines, like, when the Raiders were cruising to a victory, and it looked like just the fucking gayest of old times in old Oakland, wherever the fuck they're having to play right now. No, they're still in Oakland.
Do you want his game-by-game stats?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Week 1 against Tennessee, 18 carries for 76 yards, so all right.
Yeah.
Then 12 for 45 and a touchdown, meh. And then 6 for 18, 9 for 12, 12 for 43. kind of tough.
Oof.
So that, yeah, no good.
That's yeah. a bit of a dip off. Yeah.
Was it a 1 year contract he signed for? So he's pretty much done after this, or did he get a couple of years?
That's a good question. I should hope so, but it might have been for like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
I thought it was 1 year, but I could be very wrong. Travis is doing
the research guy. Hold on.
Yeah. No, you're doing a great job as a research guy.
2 years, $9 million.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's all guaranteed, though. I think they can get rid of him next year. I really do.
For minimal cap hit?
Total guarantees is about $2.5 million.
Oh, God, that is...
that's probably all... It's all front-loaded.
Yeah.
What was that coin? Is somebody watching one of those strippers? You ever seen that before?
Oh, shit.
Those things are fucking great.
I was tipping a Jewish stripper.
it didn't fall out of Travis's mom's box.
That's true.
Was it the Dolphins coach stripper?
Was it a dolphin?
Oh, we got it. That's,
no, the Dolphins
that's
coach.
My favorite. Oh, it's my favorite story of the week.
Oh.
Brian, do you want to run point on this one? It's a good one.
I just want to play. Oh, it's already playing on my computer nonstop. Travis sent it to me out here. Just listen real quick. Just the beginning. I won't play the whole thing.
Well, should I intro the clip or?
But,
intro the, out of context, this is going to be insane. Like,
yeah, so
it's still insane. But
was it Travis? Was it Sunday night that a clip started making the rounds of? I forget the guy's name, but he's the Dolphins offensive line coach.
He posted it like right before their game. So like
Chris Forrester
Sunday morning, but I don't think anybody heard about it.
Okay, really. Chris Forrester. I remember it being the news in the NFL Sunday night after the game had wrapped up. Like I was dicking around on like Reddit NFL at 12:30 a.m. Monday morning, and no one gives a shit about what happened. Like the top post is just like, holy shit, the offensive line coach for the Miami Dolphins is doing fucking, I'll be honest, shitty little baby rails. Shitty little baby rails. He can't chop a line for shit. Looked like he was snorting pretzel salt to steal a line I read. Like, fucking embarrassing. If you're in the NFL and you're a big man, like, I want to see some big, fat caterpillar rails. Like, really show me what you got, kid. And so... This it's just straight up footage of a man in his 50s doing coke, talking to the camera, and he says what Brian wants to play for us.
But John, he does get the coke eyes right away, just so you know. But here it comes. Ready, guys? Let me know if you hear this.
Yeah, babe. Miss you. Thank you about you. How about meeting into a meeting and doing this before I go?
What the fuck? What did he say? It sounded like he was saying a magic spell.
Hold on, guys. Miss you, getting ready to go into a meeting, but I want to do this. Basically, he's like, because he met her doing on a coke binge, but the dude is doing lines, if you watch it, and all the granules are falling back out.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't even know how to do a line.
No,
I know John's the expert. I've never seen anyone do one of those before. But usually the coke doesn't fall back out the other end of the freaking
straw. No, it doesn't. That's just fucking wasteful, and you're making a mess. You look like a child.
If you're a baller, you do it with a $100 bill, not a $20.
I do onesies.
Who the fuck does coke with a 20?
I do onesies and 20s. It depends on my mood.
When he gets the promotion to like offensive coordinator, that's when he starts.
Then you go up to a 50, like grandma gives you for Christmas. I believe he's saying, like, thinking about you, and I'm doing this before going into a meeting, and then I think the finale line, Brian, I don't know if your clip had this, he's like, of course I wish I would prefer doing this off of your pussy.
He looks up the rest of it. He's like, lick that off your pussy or something.
There you go. So this clip got out because the chick he was sending the cocaine clip to was dancer?
Nice person. John.
Yeah, exactly. She was a trail prior. She was a TP. And I think a stripper or something. I mean, billing herself as a model, but really, yes, looks like a stripper.
I don't know why you're like dancing around the phrase.
Well, because a lot of people, I think, were trying to make this sound more legitimate by saying she was a model. And you're the first person where I'm hearing stripper. And I remember seeing the pictures and be like, that's no fucking modeling picture. And that's no model. Like, that's built like a stripper.
Now, in his defense, I thought that's how people ate in Miami. Isn't that how you eat your food? So maybe that wasn't Coke. I've been to Miami a few times, guys, and everyone was like, "It's we're at a restaurant, and everyone's doing this." I thought that's how you ate food.
Through a feeding tube?
Yeah. That could have been Similac. That could have been like baby. Look,
you just need calories.
He just did a rail.
Calories.
I feel Similac great.
Before we went into a meeting.
Oh God.
That's what it was.
Just doing lines of baby laxatives because that's.
It's like you lick off some baby laxatives off your pussy.
He was. Well, that's the bad part. He was sending that to a child.
Yeah.
So that's where we really fucked up. So that's when he decided it's Coke. Because cocaine and strippers are better than babies.
Oh God, I hope she clean shaves, because otherwise, if you put a bunch of coke in that box, it's going to look like a napalmed forest, just an ashy mess.
No, this guy's just in love. We shouldn't fault him for that.
He's doing it.
His wife is kind of upset about it.
I think it's adorable.
So the girl, who I'm guessing is not even a girlfriend, legit just a stripper he probably did blow with for a while. Like, I don't even think he's getting any off her. Sent this clip out. Travis, you kind of had an explanation for her logic, right?
This is how I understand it. This could be wrong, but she was trying to make a point about Kaepernick, oddly enough, like the whole kneeling situation. And she was saying how, like, how isn't Kaepernick in the league when all he does is, like, kneel or whatever, but someone like this can be in the NFL. And I think that was the point.
What a shitty betrayal of trust. I'm sorry, like, she made no point. No one saw that clip and was like, she's right. Colin, we're signing you for backup duties immediately. They're just like...
Kaepernick's the new offensive line coach for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, that would be funny. I just so much tickled me about this, to use a term from the 1840s. Like, first of all, this is the one city where I don't think people should have given a shit to see blow done. Like, I know Miami wants to pretend it's a regular city, the people that live there, but it's not. It really is a filthy cocopolis that was built on the back of drug money like 45 years ago. Like, once air condition was invented, then they're like, oh, we can live here. And then 10 years after that, it's like, oh, cocaine exists. And that's Miami. Just built, if you want any proof of that, watch Cocaine Cowboys and its sequel, Cocaine Cowboys 2, Electric Boogaloo. I think both are on Netflix. And it just tells the tale of, like, no bullshit. Like, you watch Scarface and you're like, yeah, maybe that shitty strip mall over there, that was built to launder cocaine money. No, the entire city legit is built on fucking drug money. Like, no one gave a shit about that place the drug trade moved in.
You know what this is the plot to, believe it or not? Have you ever seen The Last Boy Scout before?
I remember nothing. A guy shoots himself on a football field at the beginning, though, right?
Billy, it was the guy that did... He did the CrossFit, the karate aerobics. That was the guy. But it was Damon Wayans.
Oh, the Tybo ho?
Tybo. But it was Damon Wayans, and it was Bruce Willis.
Yes.
And they end up getting, like, a stripper played by Halle Berry gets insider knowledge on Damon Wayans' character's boss, and she's going to use this to get him back into the whatever the NFL is.
Mm-hmm.
So – what I was saying would have been great if anyone would have seen that fucking movie.
I saw it. I retain nothing of it. I know it was written by Shane Black. I can give you that random tidbit.
Like, I saw it. I've
seen the movies when I was 9.
Can I get last word on this?
Sure.
Go for it.
If you cannot trust...
No, fuck off.
If you cannot trust a coked-out stripper, who can you trust?
Exactly.
Thank you.
That's a sacred thing.
Thank you.
I do think it's shitty that she violated his trust.
USA.
This is a bit of life wisdom for anyone listening. This is why you don't hang out when you have something to lose around people who have nothing to lose. She is a filthy whore who can proudly put out, like, here's a video of me with a guy I did a ton of coke with. And, like, he had something to fall from. He had family. He had a job that paid $2.5 to $3 mil a year, I think they said. Like,
was it that much?
This guy had a family?
Yes. He did.
He did have
wife and kids. He was making at minimum $2.5 million, and I think they said between $2.5 million and $3 million a year. He was like one of the most paid offensive line coaches in the league.
I think he was assistant.
He was the coach. He was the Redskins' old line coach, actually.
Really?
Was he really?
Yeah. In like the Shanahan days.
Oh, no wonder he had to turn to this shit then. Like, he's seen some stuff. Like, he's like Jay Cutler's quarterback. You think that'll break me? Like, I had Rex Grossman. Let's keep talking.
Jay Cutler sold it to him. He wasn't doing anything for the season. He's like, I got you, homie. Look.
That would be amazing. Like the smoking Jay Cutler site, except for 3 days of Jay Cutler. Laramie Tunsil.
From the draft a couple years ago, he was like projected to be like one of the top picks, but then that video of him like smoking pot out of like a gas mask came out.
Yes. But he is on Miami, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, he's on Miami. Yeah.
That does work out. Yeah.
One last thing. The Cowboys in the 80s, wasn't that how they warmed up?
Yes. Weren't
they doing lines like during the game? They're doing like he bumps at halftime.
Yeah, that was before stretching.
Oh God, where is like my favorite fucking book? I think I might have sold it.
John Reed's.
Yeah.
John's a nerd.
Talk about fag.
you lent me your copy of Everybody Poops.
Hey John, while you're looking for that book before we transition, we never really introduced Daniel Colwhite appropriately.
Why don't you do that while I look for that book?
Place it real quick, this is what I had ready for his introduction, so here we go.
Yo, it's 3030.
So many people get that reference. Deltron 3030.
If you remember the last show, John pulled that. You're Danny Boy 3030 on Twitter. And John pulled that out of the fucking air. And John just pulls the random shit that blows my mind all the time.
Speaking of random, I'm sorry to interrupt. I did find the book. It's called Boys Will Be Boys. I think the Party Days or Party Nights to the Dallas Cowboys. Look it up. The Boys Will Be Boys.
You should have put some stars on our chest or something. You can be Jewish or Cowboys.
I just look how sad he looks. Look at the look on his face. He's like, ha-ha, my friends are shredding me, and I can't do so. My thank you, friends.
It's so weird. Like, I just started because I think Brian did the drawings initially. Or No. Yes.
I
started the drawings as a nice little thing.
Yeah, like, he did friendly, like, legit, like, us as a family drawings. And then he missed 1 week of it. So the week after, I started coming in with drawings, but just me and Brian plowing his mom. And now that has been the thing.
No, hold on, just real quick, Danny, I asked to do a quick bit. Travis is a comedian I met while I was running a room in Arlington, Virginia, outside of D.C. He's one of the funniest comedians, young comedians I've met, hence why I asked him to do the show. Hilarious guy. But I'm a lot older than him. So I want to do a bit about, hey, how old's your mom? What does she look like? You know, maybe I could take her out. Yeah, and it went right from there to us just plowing her. There was no in between. It just went
it's
from.
It's my own fault. If I had just like gone along with it, then it would have.
Yeah, pretty much. But
of course.
Like, for that, I just come bringing her.
What's great is I've been using like scraps of paper from this folder I was handed at the public access station, and then I just put them back in the folder when I'm done. So like by the end of this program, by the end of football season,
at the end of the season, we're going to sell these.
I'm going to make a flip book,
Danny Boy,
and we're going to play it over Time of Your Life by Green Day.
No, we're going to sell the books. It's going to be called Coming on Travis's Mom. And Danny Boy, I want you to make a drawing for us. And we can make that when we put it on YouTube. We can make that the picture.
I'll do it from – it'll be from behind his mom. And then you're going to be like coming into the room as she's on all fours looking at you with fear.
I'm going to break our Wi-Fi so she has no access to the internet.
Super Bowl week, the picture's going to be us. Like, Danny, we're going to ask you to come back. Us three. It's going to be Travis in the corner just kind of jerking it sadly. Just having a sad jerk. Yeah,
with
you
a,
guys so much.
You guys win. You're right.
With the thought, with the thought bubble that says, I love the Super Bowl.
Brian looks like Eli Manning. Fuck him.
I'm just contemplating all my I could have just never shown up to that summer show.
You could have just died in a car accident on the way in. And
How sweet would that have been?
It would have been so sweet. None of this.
If Brian didn't like me so much, he'd give me the best set of words.
If I were just bombed that first time, none of this would have happened.
If I was as funny as Josh Pierce, I never would have been invited back. I do send Josh Pierce links to these. So. Sorry, Danny, another inside joke. Oh, God. We're going freaking long, guys.
Are we?
We still have to talk the Giants. We haven't talked any games.
We haven't talked any games from last week. We haven't talked anything coming up this week. Well, do we even want to talk last week? I mean, it's our show. We can skip that shit. Who cares?
We got to talk the Giants.
The Giants. Well, yeah, we got our Giants expert here, and he's been privy to a fun season for the record.
Oh, ones. Christ, yeah.
Yeah.
So talk, much goddamn fun.
Danny, talk the Giants. We're just going to then talk what's coming up this next week. Fuck all the games from last week.
You know what? I mean, how many – we have
Danny, like, you go.
Broken legs? Is that what it was?
Oh, my God. It was a MMA fight, I was telling the guys.
Holy shit. And just to watch him snap his ankle like that was heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, his ankle breaking.
And then watching Brandon go down. And our offensive line sucks all the dick. So, I mean, your mom doesn't have to worry about it. It's heartbreaking because, like, you look forward to the season, and then you're 5 weeks in, and you're 0-5, and it's like then you hear no one's ever come back from 0-3 down and made the playoffs, and now you're 0-5, and no one's ever done that before. So now you know your season's over. So now what you got to – what do you even root for at this point? And I know I sound like a fucking beaten wife or whatever it is, but, yeah.
Do you have an ability to just watch – the NFL and enjoy that, or are you just legit a Giants guy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Giant. When the Giants win, I'll keep watching football that day. But if they lose, then it's just like, fuck, I don't give a shit anymore. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't. Maybe you just
you can watch The Deuce on HBO.
Christ.
I'm curious. If the Giants are in position, like if they have a top three pick and they can get one of the top two quarterbacks, Josh Rosen or Sam Darnold,
They've got a quarterback that they could work with. They need five offensive linemen. Their offensive line stinks.
What do you mean? You got Ereck Flowers. What are you talking about?
He's horrible. They were doing footwork activity with him all summer long, and he's still the big stupid moron that he is.
Which one's the left one?
And he's got his shoes on backwards. He's such a piece of shit. They suck. I watch the football games with my dad every Sunday, and my dad's so sad all the time, and I don't want to see my old man sad. Yeah,
I don't want to see my mother have sex with.
Well, you know what? Things are beyond our control, Travis. That's what you and Danny need to learn here, apparently.
Travis doesn't want to see his dad sad either. That's why we take care of his mom. Make her happy.
His dad walks in just 50 style, doing a heck of a job there, boys. Would you like it?
You're hitting it like I did in the 70s.
Would anyone need a Gatorade? You guys look thirsty.
It's got electrolytes. You might be
Look at this. Look at this.
She likes a pinky
stick. That's a nice one, huh?
In the butt, boys.
Ooh, spitting on her, you say?
Hold on. Don't get off the quarterback. I got to rein back in. I've got to ask you this. All right. Fetal alcohol Manning, Eli.
Yes.
Now, you've got Davis Webb, right, from California?
Right.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to be able to take over the reins next year, or is he a long-term project?
That was a thing that I heard, I think, on Pardon the Interruption or the other day, or maybe it was Around the Horn, where, you know, the last two guys, they were like, sit Eli. He's like, you're not going to win. You're not making the playoffs.
Yeah,
so
they're
sit
done.
Eli, put him in, give him these games, because you've got nothing to lose at this point. Just put him in and give him whatever it is. Give him 11 games to get his feet wet.
But do you give 11 games to a bunch of backups? Because
no,
in the real world, no. Let's be honest. These guys can just jerk off and pontificate.
Hold on. Your running game, you guys, you have no running game to support him. I think the most yards you guys have, I think it was 62 yards was your most, and 14 mm-hmm. was your least. Mm-hmm. You have no running game. You've got guys getting pulled off the practice squad to get thrown in. I know you have that tight end that was first round, but he's more of a backup. He's in there for passing situations.
Yeah, and he's not a typical tight end either.
No, he's more of a slot. You put him out. Mm-hmm. But do you throw that kid out into this situation where you don't have to stack the box because you don't. Your running backs aren't scaring anybody. Your offensive line's not scaring anybody. What?
Yeah, but
he could be done. He could be done. Just leave fetal alcohol syndrome Manning in there, and let him get beat up.
But you're not going to get anything out of the season other than, you know, additional losses. It's not like how much better can the line get in a season? I mean, you're going to get your wide receivers back, of course, next season. But why not? He's not going to get killed. He's just going to lose badly. And I'd rather see him lose badly with someone who they're trying to give a shot than lose badly with Eli, who's just seems helpless out there.
Yeah, I don't think you want to throw a guy in before he's ready, though. He only started one season in college, so you want him to go from that to.
Yeah, and I know Dak Prescott is a bad example because he's so fucking talented. But if you look at Dak Prescott, he got thrown in there, and of course the Cowboys' offensive line is one of the best in the NFL. Look at what he did. You've got to give someone a shot. You can't just speculate he's going to be bad.
They had running backs. They had good backup running backs. They had the best offensive line. John played a game for them, and he went for 300 yards.
I took a Sunday paper shit, and then I threw a pass.
He literally was on the toilet throwing bombs because he had all day. I don't know. Because, you know, we've talked about this before. John and I are kind of closet New York fans, even though they're in the Skins division.
No, closet that. Okay.
The other part's kind of obvious, John.
Yeah.
I keep wiping my beard for a reason. God, okay. Wash your balls.
Those aren't powdered donut crumbs? All right.
But if I were you, Dan, you lost three games by 5 points in a row, so they were in mm-hmm. games. They're not mm-hmm. that bad, but Eli, is it Eli's fault that all these receivers are getting hurt because he keeps
it is
kind of tossing it up and they're just getting taken out?
There were a couple of passes this week where it was like he was thrown over the middle and it wasn't even close to their hands, but they were getting slaughtered by defensive backs for no reason. So he's hanging them out to dry. You know what I'm saying? Just to complete a pass for 7 yards, he's hanging people out to dry. He's not.
Yeah, he don't do that.
He's not winning favor.
And he's a he's a beyond veteran mm-hmm. quarterback. He shouldn't be doing that shit.
Yeah, I'd love to see. That would give me that's the thing. I'm a Yankees fan too. So one of the things that was great about last year's baseball season was when Sanchez and all those guys started coming on, and then they were kind of in a wild card race. Give me something to cheer for. Because right now, I'm not looking forward to next Sunday or this Sunday, whatever you want to call it.
But would it be enough if, let's say they're already out of the game by fourth quarter? I think realistically, this is where they could plug in a young quarterback, a garbage time type scenario. But I don't see them just junking a season right now. It's a major market team, the biggest market there is.
Yeah, the major market team.
You know what? You do have something to root for. You got Orleans Darqua. That was one of the greatest names I've ever heard.
What is this name?
Running back. Orleans Darqua.
Yeah, what is he, number 26?
That sounds like a guinea pig's name.
Hop on that train.
It sounds like a soft rock band from the 70s.
I have an 8-track by Orleans Darqua.
John, can I throw you under the bus?
Sure.
John admitted to masturbating to the ODB crying meme. I don't know if you are hating for that.
No, I just...
You know, what is it? Are there tits in it?
Yeah. No, I just... I said something like it looked like ODB was smelling his own farts. when he was getting carted off the field and, you know, he was crying, so he had the jersey pulled up around his face. And
he also says he assumed his catching gloves were slippery from all the poon he gets, so he was just imagining. His healing time. He's just going to be fucking chicks, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's funny to me that people call him gay, because if you do any amount of reading, he has fucked, like, probably upwards of, like, 20% of Tinder in the New York City area.
Yes.
I thought you were about to say, if you've done any amount of reading, you're gay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do comic books count?
Yeah. Ow! God! Sorry, my cat just bit the shit out of me. Roxy,
oh, Jesus. You gotta get a better producer.
See, get from my cats.
We'll lower it. You can watch in case you thought I was joking. Like a snake. Roxy, do it again. Do it. Ow!
What? Why are you doing this to yourself?
It really doesn't hurt that much unless I'm moving my arm.
Are you a masochist?
It genuinely hurts. Shit.
Pussy Bites John. That'll be the name of the show.
Yeah. Leave it in pussy, yeah. So are we going to go through what's coming up this week and then call it a day? So
Before we go on, sure. I'd like to just let you guys know I went 3-0-1 last week in my bets. So we don't
talk
about it. If you guys
and
want
also,
to
look to you can't really see that, but a certain someone has jumped Brian in the fantasy football standings.
Oh my.
I was gonna start the show off saying I'm very bad at fantasy football now, and you were very good.
Yeah.
I'm horrible.
Yeah, you're
very good. But I think my firm yet fair comments to you have made you a better fantasy player. You're still horrible at fantasy football. Okay, real quick.
I don't like Travis's team name. It's the same thing that Terrell Pryor was called, apparently. I don't get it. We don't need him to work blue like that.
I didn't want to bring it up, but I'll get a screenshot and we can put it up.
Thank you. Yeah, just you know, we're going to betray you, Travis, like a stripper with an offensive line coach.
His full team name is Terrell Pryor. Is a
exactly great receiver.
And his second team, because he has so many of them, was Kansas City. Was right about Terrell Pryor. He's just a fucked up kid. But anyway.
You don't usually get that many, but I paid
the extra. Yeah. You paid extra. If you guys want to play along, mybookie.ag, use promo code PAPA10. They'll double your deposit, free money. And if I keep going 3-0, 3-0-1, and I'll make you some free money.
Oh, that was almost sexy. Hold on.
What is this for?
What's that, Danny?
Brian. Is this through DraftKings or something?
It's actually, we have a sponsor called MyBookie.
Yeah, I don't know what you just said, but it got bleeped.
Did you just say the N-word, Danny? Stop that.
if you want to look in chat, I have a picture of Travis's team, like the name, the logo, everything. I did a little bit of hacking, a little bit of sleuthing.
I don't want to click on it. Anyway,
call now to do it.
Mybookie.ag, use promo code PAPA10. They'll double your deposit up to $1,000.
Oh, wow.
So it's whatever you put in, it's free play. If I keep it up and I keep winning, follow my bets, trend with me, we'll make some money.
Brian, why aren't you clicking that?
I'll click on it, you piece of shit.
Thank you.
Wasn't that the real name of Richard Pryor's album?
Yeah. He had an affinity for that word.
Danny will know this.
That's not a doctored photo.
Richard Pryor had a name to his album.
Oh, there's a couple. There's Bicentennial That, and then there's Super mm-hmm. That.
Travis, you were a horrible.
Bicentennial That and Deeper That.
Travis, you're a horrible person. Horrible, horrible person.
I'm a winning person, though. So
that's true. Travis running away with it. All right, let's go real quickly through what we have coming up this week. Last week, I'm not going to lie to you, it might have been the Effexor leaving my system and my serotonin levels taking a shit, but nothing seemed to matter NFL-wise. This week, though, we're starting off with, dare I say, one of the more interesting Thursday night games I've ever seen walking into it, especially for a non-divisional. Philly at 4-1 going into Carolina, also sitting at 4-1. I defy you to name one off the top of your head. This is great because you guys didn't do prep. Better game Thursday night than that, especially at this point in the season.
Going into it?
What's that?
Going into the game? Because the Niners-Rams game from a couple weeks ago was amazing.
You are 100% correct, yes. Going into it, I'm saying. This could be a piece of shit game. I am not
Chiefs to start the season, I guess.
I think this is pretty good. Like, let's be honest, it pains us. We're all NFC East guys, but like Philly looks real deal, and especially if the Skins turn out to be pretty damn good and they've just fought like two rough losses against two good teams. Like, Philly did get them week one, as I recall, and Carolina is really shaped up because Carolina, horrible last year, right? Like, just incredible.
Yeah.
They started off horrible and then they got better, but yeah.
As it went on, yeah, and this year looking amazing again. So, guys, who are you picking here, and who is Vegas giving us odds on for this one?
Do we know?
Philly is getting +3.
Okay. Whoa.
Okay, so Carolina is favored by a not zero amount.
Carolina is laying 3, so Philly's favored. That's tough.
If Philly wins this, are they more interesting than the Chiefs to you?
No.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Gun to my head. I'm going to go. I always bet Thursday game, and I am going to go with the Eagles with the +3.
The Eagles. All right. You know what? I'll go Eagles, too. There you go.
Danny Boy, what you got?
I would say, it's just from, because I know most of the teams in the NFC East the best, so I would say the Eagles, and it's always weird to go across the board with something like that, but you know what, I mean, that's the thing, NFC East, I've always been anybody but the Cowboys.
I love you, dude.
There you go.
So much.
Fuck the Cowboys.
I hate the Cowboys.
Yes, they're horrible. I would I would root for the fucking Patriots in a Super Bowl. I would let Tom Brady get his 6th ring before I would see the Cowboys get one more piece of hardware.
Yeah. That would be crushing considering
it'd be the worst thing ever.
New England Patriots fans are fucking brutal.
Oh. You've got them all over you. You're in Patriot country, aren't you?
Yeah, Jesus Christ, they're so bad. They're like Cowboys fans on steroids.
Actually have the taste of success on their lips, man. You can't have that shit.
They're more arrogant. They get so much more arrogant, and then Tom Brady keeps coming back, and he's still always good, and these fucking piece of shit fans.
Well, I remember I have several Patriot fan friends, and they were trying to come up with, like, clever ways to justify the way they were rooting for the Super Bowl. Like, I remember some girl on Snapchat, and pretty much it was just like, we want more. Give us more. We're greedy. We'll just take another ring. I don't even know how many we've won. Just give us more. There is nothing.
What New England Super Bowl win was it where the chick on Instagram fucked Edelman and she took a picture of him sleeping in the bed?
Oh,
she was like, hey, everybody, I just fucked Edelman. And it was like, you fucking skank.
Yeah, no, that was she really was one. No, it wasn't the absolute last one.
I can't believe Bridget
did
that.
Before.
That was horrible, Travis.
Bridget Dorward. I can't believe she did that to us, but all right, yeah.
To look on his poor face, and I saw this tiny picture, and I just feel for you. It's just like, you're like, that's funny. I'm glad I'm friends with you guys.
So going through, we have 1 p.m. Sunday. San Francisco at Washington. Yes. San Francisco at 0-5.
No, keep talking.
Travis, don't do it. You'll break the headphones.
No. Fine. Yeah. I can't do anything right.
Use your belt. Use your belt. It works better.
There you go.
Ask Robin Williams.
Too soon. San Fran at Washington. San Fran winless.
I'll be at that game.
Oh, no shit. That's cool. How did you acquire these tickets? Was there any sort of magic? Did you just buy them?
For my birthday, my parents got them for me.
Wait, are you almost 24?
No, my birthday in August. Like, they got the tickets. And
I was going to say, yeah, I remember you just turning 23. Okay, cool. So that's very nice of them, because if
Travis,
I had
how did your mom get the tickets?
No, if I had a child that was born in August and liked NFL, they'd be getting a whole lot of preseason. Like, I would never get them an actual ticket. So your parents are good. That's cool. Hey, guys, very nice of them.
Guys, this is one that scares me. Uh-huh. And I don't like to bet on Washington. San Fran is getting 10 points.
Whoa.
Washington is laying 10. So I'm not going to touch that game. But if it's straight up, I'm going to take the Skins, obviously.
Yes.
But it should be interesting.
Yeah, it's hard, Ben. Your team, though, that's always fucking difficult.
Dude, I want to say that San Francisco has lost their 5 games. I could be wrong. It might have been up through their last 4. But I think it's all of their 5 losses, a combined 11 points.
That's how many T-cells they have also. Oh. Hold on. Oh, wrong story. Sorry.
Wow.
Hey, Danny, welcome to the show.
Hey, where the fuck am I?
It's like Compound Media all over.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, I'm hearing things of public access. I don't think so. This kind of attitude.
I don't think they're gonna look us up on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, we can handle the N-word, but that T-cell joke was just over the line.
It's disgusting, really discriminatory. No room for that. God, what else is happening that's really... God, this is a shitty slate of games. Green Bay at Minnesota. I think we're all assuming Green Bay wins that.
Yeah, most likely.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. The Rams at Jacksonville. That is a 4 p.m.
Yeah,
game, and
I never would have thought in my life that I would look forward to a Rams Jaguars game.
I am pumped as shit for that, man.
Rams should have won against Seattle last week.
I watched a lot of it. I did not get like the fourth quarter. There was like a late turnover.
Really should have won that game. Gurley coughed it up. They missed a field goal, but. I think it was like 375 yards to 240 yards. The Rams really outplayed them, and their defense hung with them. Of course, Seattle's offensive line sucks, but the Rams should have won that game. They're an interesting team to watch.
No, were the Rams supposed to be good? Were they supposed to be good this season?
Not this.
No,
good.
They weren't.
No.
No,
I'll say this: they came in as a complete X factor. They got Sean McVay from the Redskins. Mm-hmm. He's like 31. The guy's young as shit. I hate when people are successful and young. Fucking drives me nuts. And like, he's real successful. God. He isn't like a fucking pop star. Yeah, exactly. That is why I pick on Travis. I'm like, no one should be.
How many Bolte Comedy Best Sets Awards do you have?
I have what? He gave me one for helping him move some boxes. Not cheap.
I got two.
What did you say though? We were doing a live show at the bar, and you pulled out your Bolte Comedy Best Set Award. And it was like, I got this for being the prettiest Dachshund. It was right after you were doing blow off the counter and talking to a chick. I don't know.
Nice. Was that me or Travis that did this?
No, Travis. Okay. Travis is too young to know how to do blow.
Yeah, no. Travis pulls them out and like does a Michael Phelps thing, but it's just two medals. They nestle neatly into his cleavage.
Just completely covers nipples. And that's it.
Like coins
I can go
on
get
a dead man's
if you
eyes.
That image.
Yes. Yes.
Would you like them to show it then?
Yes.
Should I go get some?
Well, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
I need something to jack to.
I'll be right back.
So you've got your Rams at Jacksonville. That looks really good.
Travis's boobs are bigger than his mom's, so this is gonna be awesome.
Nice. It runs in the family though. Hers aren't small.
Go on. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
No, Chargers at Oakland. If Oakland loses this, they're just fucking done. Same with Pittsburgh at Kansas City. I know Pittsburgh's 3-2, but I believe they've lost their last two. I think it's been 6 interceptions for Roethlisberger since his last touchdown. 5.
Mm-hmm. No, it's 5 picks last week.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So he had 1, I guess, to close out the game before. So the stat is he's had 6. I mean,
You know what they're going to do though? If he messes up, they're going to call him an N-word.
That's amazing. And then
but you know what? For him, it's better than rapist. So yeah, it's a step up.
I was just going to say. Yeah,
hey, welcome to the show, right? Danny.
Yeah. Well, no, hey, you're telling the truth. That's fine with me. I hate that piece of shit.
I mean,
when I said 5, I meant 5 rapes. But it was also 5
nice. 6 rapes since 2 games ago, then. You're right. Since the last touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if Kansas City loses this, that would be horrific. And oh, man. Oh, boy. Now, Travis, we need you to talk into the mic to make the audio happen.
I could only find one,
make
but
sure,
that's the point.
Make sure it's on him.
Oh, my.
You don't have any hair on you. What the hell?
He's just a boy.
He fucked it off. Friction got it. That's amazing.
And we're all... By the way, Danny, he's 17, and this is now child porn.
No, don't worry. I am not aroused.
So,
hey, hold on. Shut up. Anthony Cumio, we call you because you're a hot 17-year-old chick.
With a great pair.
What a pair.
Just don't let him drink around you.
Yeah, and just make sure you shave next time.
Just don't let them know you have a black X.
also, if you
tuck it back,
don't bring him any beers.
No,
don't bring him. And tuck it back, and Jim Norton will call you too.
Danny will go into Monday feeling sad as his 0-5 Giants are going to the Mile High playing 3-1 Denver Broncos.
Oh, my God. I'm not looking forward to that. Yeah. Oh, my
I'm going to – I'll tell you what, Danny. Just for you, I'm going to bet on the Giants because they're getting 11.5 points. I believe they will not lose by 11.5.
Watching that Broncos-Cowboys game, considering how good I thought the Cowboys were, was like, holy shit, what are they going to do to the Giants? They're so fucking good. Yeah, I think the Bills, Broncos are up there.
The Bills beat the Broncos, and I lost a lot of money. You guys remember, I put a couple of dollars on that game, and that was my luck of the century.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I'm still crying about that
one. We didn't have money to make love to Travis's mother that week. Thank you for drawing that.
I did a sad stroke. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for this. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. You're a good egg. Anyway.
Do you want to bring another one of these into the world? That's what you would be risking.
The world needs laughter, Travis. And Monday
anytime you think about my mom again, just picture this.
Monday night, dude, in Indianapolis at Tennessee. I think that's a game we can safely say no one gives a shit about. Tennessee was vaguely interesting to me. It looks like the wheels have come off.
I thought they were going
to
run away with the division, honestly. But now it's a Jaguars-Texans race.
Yeah, it's kind of a shit show. But for them, I mean, like you said, Jags are looking amazing. And I find myself kind of torn. I'm going definitely Jags over the Texans because the Texans have sniffed it for a long time and then just gotten to the postseason and fucking failed.
I think Deshaun Watson's going to slow down.
You think so?
I'm not really basing that off anything, but...
I think he's going to go to Kansas City and get called something mean, and that'll mess with him for a while. That's my operating theory
here. Is that why they're 5-0?
They haven't gone there. Yeah, exactly. They keep screaming that. And everyone on the opposing team is like, why'd you have to go there, man? Why? And Kareem Hunt's like, yo, why did you say that? And they're like, no, Kareem. We were saying it about them. And Kareem's like, oh, okay. And then just waves at the stands and goes back. Goes about his work. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for joining the show, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me. That was fantastic.
Hey, Dan, I will give you the opportunity to plug your shows if you want. Of course. If you don't want to, you're like...
I'm at a cupcake factory in Oakville, Connecticut on Saturday.
Nice.
I'm at City Steam the next weekend. That's Brouhaha Comedy Club in Hartford. That's the weekend after, so I guess that'd be the best. What is that, the 21st? Is that what that is? So that'd probably be the best one to plug. Yeah, so I guess, yeah. 2021st, Brouhaha. That's a great, great, great place.
Brian, I know you left us, but Travis, if you ever want to do some sort of... No, I meant you left like the East Coast at our hearts. But Travis, if you ever... We need to go and chill with Danny Boy if we do like some sort of road trip to New York. It can be you, me, and Pete. Pete can drink and terrify you. And
you take my shirt off there?
You and I could be the chubby virgins that pull down the nerd fort. But, yeah, we'll come in. That would be awesome, man. I'd like to do that a lot.
Everyone, yeah, let me know. That'd be awesome.
We shall. But Travis will not have a shirt on, even then. Like, I promise you that. I promise you this gorgeous vista. Everybody, that was Papa's Football Podcast, website pfpod.com. I am John Papa Giorgio. We have Brian Bolte. We have Travis Dorward. We have Danny Callwhite. Find us all on Twitter. You will put the handles into the website post. Stalk us, please. I would like that. And till the next one, we are out of here.
Hail Satan.
Yeah!